Finally, motherfuckers.
Hey.
What's up?
What up?
How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
John.
I've
been live for a little while.
Hey, how are you doing, bud?
I was going through the comm or whatever, because we're just getting like.
Are you just texting me, goddamn? Oh, because I'm late.
Yeah, bro, you guys were fucking taking forever.
We're on knicker time.
Yeah, it's all good.
But whoops.
So yeah, we're in a bit of a shitstorm. It looks like.
Yeah. Right.
ADL, you know everything, but.
Not our problem.
Yeah. Exactly. I was like, who gives a fuck?
It's not my first rodeo. Or next.
Yeah, and they were like. The guy who owns like most of the Miami clubs like posted about it, and they're like, "Oh, like your band?" I was like, "Dude, I don't give a fuck." You know what I mean?
I saw Steiny tweeted and then deleted.
I know that was fucking.
No, what'd he say?
He said
after I talked about it, yeah, he deleted.
He was gonna give $1,000 to somebody who hate brigades or gives them 1-star reviews.
Really?
The club.
Wow.
They issued a fat. Did you see the apology?
No, I didn't see the apology.
Look at this shit. It's funny.
It's on my Twitter if you go to profile.
Oh, it's on your Twitter?
Scroll down.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
That's just so fucking.
ChatGPT.
So cucked. So cucked, man.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean,
I told you, I said this was going to happen yesterday. Like ADL, and I knew there was going to be an apology in back. I'm so surprised they did that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sorry. I'd do it again right now. That's what I said. So, I'll mute for a second. 1 second. I'm gonna do some coordination.
I'll let you guys, set up a little bit.
Oh, are. Sick. Okay.
We can carry.
Bro, unless you want to coordinate.
No, you're right.
You have been here as solo dolo for a while.
Exactly. This is kind of like my expertise here.
All right. So what time do you think is the yacht?
Well, probably to do it around 10. That would give us enough time.
You know, we could do 9? I think we do 9. It's not even 8 o'clock.
Well, I mean, only an hour to...
To get over? You need girls, too.
Yeah, to coordinate everything.
Hmm. Yeah, we need a neck or a clip with, like, 10 girls, fresh and fit picture.
We need to procure...
Yeah, we need to get some pictures.
Femoids.
All right. Let's...
We can't get the camera on here, Stacey?
I tried to switch the... It wasn't working earlier. Maybe now it'll work.
What's wrong with it?
The camera's on.
Let's turn it on and off. Is the battery yet working?
Yeah, battery's on.
Maybe the cam link is not plugged in? On the computer?
Click it again. Is there two?
You have.
That's usually cam link.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that.
It was working earlier for you, right?
Yeah.
And then the battery just died?
Yep.
Come on in, Nick. You're hiding like Myron yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Let me jump in. Ugh! Well, the problem is the camera's so...
narrow.
The frame's narrow. Yeah, we don't have the fisheye.
The fisheye won't be good. Yeah, I had a really good time yesterday, man. That was fun.
That was awesome.
It was.
W stream.
Yep. I'm just trying not to, like, reminisce too much and just continue, you know?
Well, I'm glad you stepped out of your element and were willing to kick with the boys, you know?
That was dope. That was really dope.
Yeah, no, thanks for taking me. Step out of my comfort zone.
But the thing is, I don't think...
Hey. And we're back.
I don't really think any of us actually like the club.
come on. You love the club.
No, I hate that.
Come on. You love Jester Maxing in the club.
No.
You look like you was having a good time. You
know, well,
I was loving it.
It was cool because you were around a
good audience
of people. And I like that too when I'm in a club. Like, good people. Not no rowdy.
Well,
yeah.
And that's why I hate the club.
Dude, I was the one who was like, let's leave. I was begging everyone. Like,
that is true. You
we said that we did linger there. Just people kept ordering bottles and bottles.
It was Justin, yeah.
It's a little too orange, too, the color balance. And also, it's tilted at the top.
Yeah, I would never go to the
Maestro.
Off stream. No, anything like that. Damn, that's retarded.
I'm live on Kicking YouTube.
And just like such a waste of money.
I'm just getting started with my club life.
Oh, fuck.
Nick woke up super hungover.
He's going to start doing only 4 shows a week so he can club Thursday.
That's right.
Saturday. That's my... Thank you. Yeah, that'd be a good trade-off.
Yeah, right there. I think something was awakened in me.
Yeah, that's good. So this is the new
year
for real.
I want to make love in the club. My gosh, sure.
Yeah, people were shitting on you because the clip where I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna bring some girls over," and you were like, "No, dude."
Yeah, I was like, "Fuck."
And
that.
I said, I was like, if I was off stream and someone said, "Let me,"
it's
bring
a black
over
screen, CZ.
Club wars to talk to you, I'd be like, "Dude, get the fuck away."
That's what I just said.
They were gonna hurt my aura, bro.
Yeah,
I was trying to aura farm the whole time, trying to be cool and mysterious. I didn't want some like half naked, gross whore grinding on me. Hey, so who are you? Like, yeah. I'm trying to farm.
Yeah, she doesn't know. Farm. She doesn't know who you are. It's not good. But I just said
just black screen.
Yes.
Damn.
Oh, you should have that open, obviously.
I said to some girl, I was like, listen, because Myron told me to say it. It's like, listen, I got 5 girls here with me already. You're not trying to smash. Get the fuck out of this.
I saw that. That was awesome.
And she's like, all right.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
You threw them out and then they were fresh as girls or something. You see that clip?
Yeah.
My bad. Well, they were chopped toast.
They're chopped.
Klopp's very picky.
Well, until I'm not. Until I get fucked up. I'm like, all right.
It's on Clavicler's second ingest.
Well, it's black screen. Did we have to press start? Is it already started?
Yeah, it started. Yeah, it's live.
But yeah, if you need to do your coordinating, club.
Alright. Well, I texted him. I texted mine, so we'll see what happens.
Maybe we should switch it to your... Because this is going to Clav's IRL run. Switch OBS to your IRL toolkit.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to stop streaming for a second.
Okay, do that then.
You mute it for a second?
Yeah, mute it.
Oh, it's a audio superiority metric. Nice.
Yeah, right.
You know.
We should flick up, huh?
Probably. If you don't. On the balcony. We should just do it on the boat.
Yeah, on the boat. We'll save it. I'll do a screenshot now. I want to tweet out the stream, let everybody know. Thanks for the time. Nick, have you done another Minecraft server? I didn't know you did that.
Yeah. It was called, what was it called? Groiper World. Groiper.world.
All right, Klopp, ready? You got a mug. I'm going to take a screenshot of the OBS. Yeah. 1, 2. Boom.
Is that Jester?
No, it's just, that's a W.
An autist.
I like how it's like Mog.
He locked in, and that's all I had to say. He activated.
I don't know what else to do.
He activated.
W pose.
He kind of put me on the spot there.
So, that was like the Kylo Ren.
Cloud was strategic. When we did the group photo, I looked afterwards, and like we're all standing against the wall. Cloud's like 10 feet in front of everyone.
Dude, I was standing in the middle, and then Tristan was like, I usually stand in the middle because I'm the tallest, and I was like, all right. Well,
I know. I got too late. I was like way in the back. But yeah, it was
nice. YouTube maxing.
Yeah.
W YouTube.
They were thanking me on Kick for not breaking TOS, the team chat or whatever. And I was like, wait, really? We didn't break TOS.
What is the TOS on Kick? Seems like everything's allowed. Street fights.
Just like no nudity, right?
Stuff with minors and stuff. And what else? The gore, obviously.
Hmm.
Stuff with cyber trucks, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you got a weak ban for that.
So, yeah.
All right. Is this good?
Yeah,
that'll be
good.
Well,
we'll figure out what the moves are. There's also this spot called Kihi on the River. That's like sort of an outside bar. That's pretty nice for Sundays. It's like the spot to go. So quiet, like a little outdoor.
You guys like Nick's new suit? We just came back from the mall. I think it kind of looked like Tony Soprano leaning into the Mafia Nuts. Italian thing. Yeah, a little bit.
Think so?
You call him fat?
No, he lost weight. You did lose weight. I already gave you the glaze for that.
He did. That is true.
Yeah.
You noticed.
Tony Soprano's a goat.
Yeah. But he's a big guy. He's not a mogger.
Yeah, he's a bit of a
definitely not.
Let's put it that way.
Definitely not.
He mogs in other ways. Assertiveness, presence, all that kind of shit. You know. There is different, you know, areas to log in. I don't think a lot of people in LuxMax acknowledge that.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, you don't tend to acknowledge that. I think I was disagreeing with you about that. I said that charisma was the most important, and you said looks transcend, and that's the... I always thought that was the only important thing.
I said that it's looks would be obviously more important, but I would never say something like you should just disregard it entirely. You know, I'm just weighing them out. And I just put looks above status. I put it above, you know, money, all that kind of shit. So, but to totally neglect all these other things would be ridiculous in this competitive dating market. Like, you really need to have it all.
Mm.
You know, you're going to be screwed just having looks.
Yeah, what did you learn about going to the club yesterday? Did it open up your eyes to the dating market? You notice anything you didn't know before?
No, it was about what I expected,
yep.
Basically. I mean, I don't know. I enjoyed it. The thing is, I like the sensory overload. I like the
stimulation
experience. Yeah, I like the... I love music. And I actually do like dance music. I do like club music. So that's fun. What I don't like is how claustrophobic it is. I don't like how many people there are and... You can't really move.
Can't fucking dance.
Yeah, exactly. Can't get lit like that.
Crazy super chat from him.
What does it say?
Nick kind of looks like Ben Shapiro with the beard. Yeah, I'm going to ban that guy.
I think that's true.
I'm going to put you in timeout for take 5 minutes. Right. Yeah, take 5 minutes.
I do kind of look like Ben Shapiro. That is low-key true. I have this picture of me from when I was in high school, and we look identical.
Really?
Yes. We hit like the same pose, and we look almost identical. That's kind of creepy.
Do you think Ben Shapiro looks like Brett Cooper? That's what I usually hear.
Yeah, I think, you know, well, I'm not... I'll tell you something off the stream about that's kind of funny.
Okay.
But well, yeah,
I
want to
hear it now.
What's that?
I want to hear now.
I want to mute the mic. Okay. I'll tell you, it's kind of funny.
No, that's content content. I'm not going to do it. We'll talk about it later.
All right.
We'll talk about it later.
So maybe I look like Brett Cooper.
Oh.
What?
Brett Cooper, cringe.
You don't like her?
Shout out
to
Brett
Cooper. Didn't she diss you?
A little bit.
Now she made a video. She's like, guys are hitting their faces with hammers.
Now she wants to do a collab. And I was like,
she does?
Yeah.
Do
it. Switch up's crazy.
Thank?
Totally. Rizzer up.
But I'm going to be like, yo, wait a second. I don't forget what you said 2 weeks ago.
Someone else hit you up for a collab. I don't know if you want to leak that one.
Who?
It's an R. So,
yeah. Yeah, we can leak that.
Okay, Dave Rubin hit you up.
Yo, be careful, bro.
I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, not worth it. He has no emotion.
I literally haven't heard the name Dave Rubin since you would, like, clown him 2 years ago. So why the fuck would I collab with Dave Rubin?
That's true.
That's literally just doing these media companies favors. Like, I don't know if they pay or anything.
No, they don't pay.
Exactly, so fuck them.
Yeah. No, and that'll do nothing for you, you're right. He's washed.
Yeah, I'm on way bigger media already.
Brett Cooper would be a good one, though. I'd watch that.
What, stream? Oh, you know who's here? I don't know if Isabella
Moody
Riley or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you guys like her?
Kind of. I don't know. Her husband was crashing out on me.
For what?
Because I wouldn't do her show.
So why?
It's like, I don't talk to e-girls, so.
Not even once.
Crashing out on you for not going on her show?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, he was on Twitter saying, oh, he would reply to our text. We asked him to be on the show, blah, blah, blah.
Remember, guys, Nick owes everyone favors.
Yeah.
Every single one of you. So
That's the way they think the world works.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But I might do something with her. She was asking me about tomorrow, so I don't know.
She's funny. I mean, you know, she supports us, so.
Exactly. She was giving me some positive tweets, so I think I'll probably do it. She's going on
show.
Fresh and Fit tomorrow. I don't know how that's going to work if they're going to bring the girl still.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know.
We had made so many plans yesterday, and I didn't remember what they were. It was hard to keep track of everything.
Yeah, I think everyone was just a little bit in the moment. So we shoot for 14 hours. You know, there's no possible chance to beat that today.
So I should tell Myron to come?
Yeah. I just told him. He said he is. Let's do it at 10.
And I was right about all the backlash I said yesterday on stream during the TTS, during the Grapes Nico session. That was brutal, by the way. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
But I said ADL was gonna attack. I said the club was gonna apologize. It's like pretty predictable stuff. But it's just a song, you know? It's just...
Yeah, we're just at the club, bro.
Just hanging out at the club, man.
People making shit bigger than it is. It's outrageous to me.
Thanks for the 20. You said, Sneeko, just watch your Bosnia video. It was great. Wang Half, Nick Moggs. Thanks, bro. Shout out to Bosnia. Kakosi.
Isn't it illegal to tell people to review bomb stores on...
I did not know that.
I think it is. I think that's tortious interference, or it could be. Yeah, sure.
No, that's probably why he deleted it. He got a call from all the way
from Netanyahu.
And again, people do it all the time. I have no idea. But it seems like that would be, there'd be liability there.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's probably a risky one.
You were right, though. I had no idea the ADL was going to come down on us.
Yeah, absolutely, right? It's like
Really?
This is right up their alley.
Yeah, I mean,
it was just so big. The problem is it was so huge.
It got 10 million views on Twitter.
All the goats.
I think it got a lot more than that, to be honest with you.
Oh, no, just on one tweet.
Yeah,
no,
in total.
Yeah, once we had 10 million, but I've seen the clip with like 3 million here, a couple million there.
You're not even factoring in Instagram. So Twitter, there's a lot of people. Everyone has a think piece about it. This has become, it's just funny to me that this is like this, you know, dissective, there people are writing articles and think pieces about it, but it's, when wartime comes, everyone's quiet. But Instagram, everybody loves it. The comments are just laughing, just seeing, just think it's funny.
Go, yeah, it's like, these people are saving society. It's, and all the botted shit on X, you know.
You think it's all like botted engagement farms?
I think the algorithm is definitely manipulated a little bit, because there's no way, if the Instagram comments are giving that kind of feedback, it's that skewed, right, where every fucking thing you see on Twitter is, oh, this is like the worst thing ever, these guys are anti-Semites, this, that. I just, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I agree.
And I know X is more of like a political platform, whereas Instagram is like teenagers who just like find shit funny. Who are
regular people.
Yeah, regular. That's why I never wanted to get on X, but you kind of have to with streaming for the com.
Oh, Masad, thank you for the 10. You're saying you're going to speak to your ADL counterparts to back off. I appreciate that. We need that.
Yeah.
We'll see what the long-lasting effects are, but at the same time, man, we're just a couple niggas hanging out. We're just going out.
Niggas going hard as fuck.
Yes, sir.
Society can't handle it.
I don't really think there's going to be any long term.
Nah, I don't think so.
No one gives a fuck.
Laura Loomer was crashing out about it.
I saw her tweet. Yep. I don't know anything about her really though.
What'd she say?
She's so like snarky and sarcastic. She's like, "Of course the club was owned by Muslims. A fucking course. There's playing Hail Hitler and it's owned by Muslims." She just hates Muslims a lot.
Yeah, and it was so funny. The owner of the club, Liv or whatever, who's like a pretty big guy in Miami, he's got like a few million followers on IG, he's saying like, imagine the double standard if they did something anti-Muslim in the club. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that happens.
They do, they play the song Arab Money all
the
time.
Yeah, that literally happens Arab every money, fucking day and no one gives a shit. Mm-hmm. You know?
Or yeah, you could talk about killing as many black people in a gang shooting, gang violence, spinning your op block. No one cares. You don't have to do an apology. And that's also violence, and it's happening now. This is a song trivializing and trolling about something that happened 100 years ago. And like you pointed out in your show, it's like you could, what you'd say about Muslims, you can go in the White House and have connections and you won't lose anything. Mm-hmm. If you say exactly the same things about a different group, then you'll get attacked by everybody everywhere. But Muslims is just it's an open field to say whatever you want. Michael, thanks for the 20. Said, yo, Sneeko, I was one of those grape Sneeko guys from yesterday. It's all love, brother. We'll never forget you put it. Nick on when nobody did. Nick, respect and love from Denmark. Please take Greenland Wang half. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but still fuck you. I don't know. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Take Greenland.
Army group, love the collabs. Nick's the goat. Yes. And then Bears down. Bear down.
Bear down.
You like boy slap football now.
Oh, yeah. The Bears are in the playoffs. Ew. Haven't you heard?
You don't like football.
When the Bears are playing...
I did not expect this level.
I am. I'm in it like that.
Name five players right now.
Too many good ones to name. Oh, Caleb Williams, our quarterback.
All right.
He's taking everybody to get matcha.
Okay.
That's the goal. He's saving Chicago. What's the score? Guys, what's the score? Are the Bears winning? They were losing last time I checked.
Who saw Alex post his daughter on X and reply to Nick? I saw that. Why did he do that?
I don't know. That was very...
His daughter in a bikini?
That was very unk.
Yeah, weird. And Miami Jewish Outreach, yo, you guys are amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Chad, are the Bears winning? It's a tie. Oh
man.
Oh, boy.
Fuck.
What's the spread?
My parlay is going to be fucked.
Yeah.
It's goy slop football. I hate that shit.
It'll be back to being goy slop after the Bears win the Super Bowl.
Okay, based.
After the Bears take it.
Yeah, until it's not, you know... People actually, I feel like the polarity between like a football watcher and just a non-viewer, like people will genuinely watch 10 hours straight on every single Sunday.
That's me.
It's
me. I record all the games.
Yeah.
Play them back.
But it's very common for someone to just be like all in on that, betting on every single one.
It's a W life.
What else do we got? Can you pull up my chat too?
Yeah.
Check it on my phone.
No, I'll have it open here.
I'm a little far back.
Do we have everything coordinated for tonight?
working on it.
I don't want to waste these suits.
There's a TTS layer on there.
No. I need to add to the OBS. I'm not sure how.
I'll figure it out.
I'll go call him to confirm. See what he's at.
Nick Fine says, if you can hear us, please save us. Nick Fine says, if you can hear us, please save us. Canadians, come save us. Only you can save us.
So true.
What's up, guys? Much respect. Nick, I know you've seen the Argentina fires. Well, well, well.
Yeah, they think the IDF did that.
What was the reason? Why do they hate Argentina?
Like some random guy in Argentina said the Israelis started the fires. There's like no evidence for that.
Oh.
Because I'm on my show and I get like five super chats. Did you hear the Israelis started the Patagonia wildfires?
I saw that tweet. No, I'm like, this doesn't seem...
Like I looked into it. It's like one guy claimed that with no evidence. People just, honestly, it really jumped the shark. Because, and I've been saying it, it's like, you want to blame them for starting the war in Iraq. Okay, makes total sense. Now it's like, oh, a wildfire happened somewhere in the world. Oh, it's them. They did it. Like, where's the evidence?
Yeah, and what would be the reason? Why would they need a fire in Argentina?
Because, you know...
Isn't the president already a Zionist?
Yeah, but... When the original Zionist movement got started, there were all kinds of plans about where they wanted to set up, and one of those places was Argentina. So they're saying that the Israelis are burning down the forests so that they can make a new Israel in southern Argentina, because in the late 19th century, that was one of the plans. It's okay. Like, if you could show me evidence that someone started the fire, okay, but... That's kind of a reach.
Hmm.
And you're right. They already got the guy. Javier Milei is already
their
guy.
They have the dude. So, yeah, I think it's people are quick to blame everything. Oh, I wanted to react to this with you. I thought this was funny. Let's see what you think of this one. There's so much stuff to cover. This. What do you think of this?
Nice. I'm going to give you one. Nice. Good, we're lining it up. When you gonna have some snake?
I'm about ready. The internet's not gonna know. I think you do
Five
it right.
Five is ambitious,
hide,
that's good.
Hide the wives, hide the keep it secret. I'm not
fucking bimbo. Fly to Poland or somewhere in Mexico and just fucking have babies and give them like 200 pesos and just fucking just visit
down
again.
I don't like Poland too much. I stayed in Warsaw. Can't, like, the language barrier is too weird. I want someone who speaks American English.
You talk to girls?
Yeah, what are you going to have a conversation?
We're talking about babies.
Oh, Sneaker wants to have a conversation.
So now it's gay to talk to girls. I can't talk to my wife. We're cooked, bro. I'm learning something new about the Red Bull. Do you agree? You want a non-English speaking?
I've said that on my show.
No,
yeah,
conversations.
I've said that's actually ideal if they don't speak English. Mm. I don't want to fucking talk to her. Mm. You're Muslim. Why do you want to talk to him?
I have said that too before. I have said that I didn't want to communicate with her, but maybe I'm old fashioned. Maybe that's some feminist propaganda.
That's the one good thing about Islam is you get to dress her like a
Tuscan
Raider.
There's many good things.
Okay, well, that's one of the best things. You can put her in all black and tell her to shut the fuck up.
Well, so you want your kids to kind of speak the same language, ideally?
They could speak two languages.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Barron Trump.
What does he speak? He speaks Russian?
He speaks Slovenian.
Slovenian?
I like my suitcase.
Such
remember?
A useless language. No, I don't remember that.
That's because the mom basically raised him. Melania raised him.
Thanks for the 50, Sneaker. I love how Klav respects Islam. Just know we Muslims love you guys. W collab boys. I don't watch streams at all. Lol. W. Oh, dope. You got the brown clowns aside with you, man. W brown clowns.
W. Yeah, I mean, I always say it's pretty committed most of the time. You know, when you look at Muslims relative to modern day Christians, so that I'm like, okay, you know, good job, fellas.
Okay, we're adding TTS right now. Don't be steezy, appreciate it. Yeah, it should be pinned in the chat. See if they're nicer today.
I think you gotta put it in kick though. I don't
see put in both.
TTS.
No, it's like the TTS link is the first thing.
Yeah, in YouTube. Is it in kick?
I'll put it in the kick chat.
Do we have to do TTS?
All right, we'll turn it off. I forgot. You know what? It's off.
Thank you.
I forgot. I totally forgot. That's what you hate the most. Klav, make a soft maxing course. Okay. Hey, I'm speaking for event for James Fishback in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm renting out a large venue and I need some more speakers for the event. If there's any possibility of any of you coming out, please contact me. How about you contact me? I'm not going to go. You can do that. I'm not doing work for you.
Miami Nick is my new favorite. Love you all.
Hey. Wink, no. Not so bad. Not so bad. Okay, let's turn it back off, though. It's off. Hopefully.
Yeah, TTS is it's brutal. I can't stand it myself either. But it's like you said yesterday, if you could just be like brutal with them, you know, it's not as bad instead of having to do the fake smile bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta set the tone.
Okay, Rabbi Shmuley.
Keep them in line.
It's like a mog in the regard that people give you like a $5 donation and you're like, oh, you're just such a fucking faggot, man. Kill yourself.
Oh, wow, we're on YouTube, bro.
Oh, sorry. my bad, YouTube.
No, it's fine. Yeah, see, like, my whole I don't know about you guys. It's just like I'm open up Twitter and then every single... You would think that this was like the community. It's just every single post.
Hey, was trying to spark something with the Venezuela shit.
What the fuck?
He pulled me into it. I don't know.
I missed that.
Yeah, you're on my side with that. You're anti-regime change. Let's go.
You're anti?
Yeah.
Damn. Why?
I just think that it's a slippery slope with that, and that you're going to have bases set up soon. It's not like a five-hour cool operation. Next, it's, okay, now we're going to have a military base, and then the trillions, follow.
Iraq 2.0.
Yeah, literally.
Bro, it so isn't.
How do you know that, though?
Well, here's the difference. And here's the only reason I support it. Because I've said the same thing for 7 years. What happened in Venezuela the other week isn't really a regime change.
Yeah.
A regime change is when you actually remove all the civilian and military structure of the government. Because what characterizes the regime are, it's not just the head of state, but it's all the people that are loyal to him and believe in his ideology. You know, they're like regime supporters. All we did was pluck out the top guy. But his vice president just moved right up and filled this place. Like, she is a Maduro loyalist. She got sidelined by Chavez, the previous president. When Maduro came to power, he brought her up. So the interior minister, defense minister remain. They control the security infrastructure. So you effectively still have the same regime. You just now have like a puppet leader that's being controlled by the United States. And she came to America the other week. I think she came, or maybe I think we sent John Ratcliffe from the CIA down there. They were talking about her coming. And she said, we're going to change the laws and open it up for foreign investment for the oil. And now what the United States is doing is we're going to send contractors, mercenaries. Private military corporation will go down there, secure the oil fields. Trump's trying to get investment down there. And so we kind of have the best of all worlds, where it's like we realigned Venezuela away from China and Russia and towards the United States, but we did it without actually having to have a true regime change, which, you're right, that is what happened in Iraq, and it's super messy because, you know, when you change a regime, you got to hunt down all the loyalists and either kill them, jail them, or re-educate them and have like a Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Which doesn't really work.
It can work, but it's just really, it's so many complications. What happened in Iraq is you had this remnant that kept fighting, and the whole country basically then descended into a civil war. There was no government, so it was total anarchy. The remnant of the regime was fighting. You had other people try to contest it and claim power. It turned into a civil war between Shiites and Sunnis. That's what we don't want to happen. So that's why Trump left the regime intact. I fucking totally support it. And it's not that there's no risks, but I think they could be mitigated. I think it's worth it. So I'm totally in favor of it. And it's our right. It's our right to take
Monroe Doctrine. Yeah. Don't you think that the U.S. now loses some of the moral backing? This is truth. Ever since World War II, the U.S., all the foreign interventions has been justified based off of communism is evil. We need to spread democracy. We need to liberate. This is the first time that I've seen in my lifetime where it wasn't weapons of mass destruction or anything. Essentially, they're just like, yeah, we just want the oil.
Yes.
It's not about the cocaine. It's not about communism. It's like, just give me the oil.
I love it.
Now America sacrifices that sort of world police, this moral compass, which I think is a dangerous, and I agree with Klopp, I think that's a slippery slope.
I think that's all bullshit and always has been.
Well, I mean...
What, the moral justification?
Yes.
Well, it is. That's, you know, weapons of mass destruction was bullshit, but the fact that now they don't even seem to care about convincing themselves of that, that's the problem, where now anything goes. And then when you submit to might is right, I think we should operate on some sort... Even if it is a lie, most people understand it's bullshit and it gets revealed, you should live in a country where there's some sort of moral consistency.
I disagree. I think that when it comes to international affairs in particular, there is one imperative, one commandment, and that is to ensure the survival of your state. So if you're President Trump, your job is not to promote democracy. Your job is not to protect the rules-based order, enforce the rules. Your job is to ensure the survival of the U.S. state. And under that, anything is justified. We are in a strategic competition with China. Venezuela represents a foothold. There are 37 ports that they have some financial interest in the Caribbean and Latin America. That is a threat. Greenland, being controlled by Denmark, they can't defend it. That is a threat. And so as long as the United States is protecting our interest, which is fundamentally our survival, that's the only moral commandment. And I'll say one other thing about the Monroe Doctrine. It's interesting. When the Monroe Doctrine, it's written by John Quincy Adams, promulgated by President Monroe in 1823, he says in the actual statement, well, we don't want any of these colonial empires in the Western Hemisphere because we want them to be free republics. And there's like a much more moral and ideological tenor there. They're saying like, we, you know, as a newly formed republic, we want to have free independent republics in Latin America. What's interesting is at the time, we have no navy. We have no navy. We have no military. We can't enforce that. We can't keep Spain, France, England out of the Western Hemisphere. In other words, when we're powerless, we say, hey, hands off the new world. Everyone should be free. 70 years later, when the Secretary of State only under Grover Cleveland interprets the Monroe Doctrine, he says, our word is the law. He says, we are the sovereign on this side of the world. Our fiat is law. Why does it change? Because in 1895, we have power. We have all the, we have a navy. We have the big guns. And that's the variable. When you have no power, you say, hey, if you use power, you're an evil empire. When we have power, we say our word is the fucking law. What we say goes. That's always, that's just how the world works.
Okay, two things. One, have we seen any benefits from Venezuela regime change so far?
Yes.
Like what, the $1.8 billion?
That it costs to do this?
No, that's how much we got from the oil so far. That was the what? The, that was, oh, the
from
figure.
The tankers that we've seized?
Yeah, that's what Trump was flexing on Truth Social. $1.8 billion.
It's not just that. It's that we control that oil supply. So Venezuela has the world's largest reserves, trillion in reserves. We could, if we wanted to, deprive China of that oil, and we have because we blockaded their oil. So we're depriving China of the oil. We're depriving Cuba of the oil. We have taken it. It's, what is it? Southern Spear, I think, is the operation. We're taking all these oil tankers. And Delcy Rodriguez said we're going to open up the country to investment for the oil. And so if we could get that up to 1.5 million barrels.
We haven't seen the benefits yet. I mean, it's going to take, it's a process.
It's going to take years.
It's going to take years, and it's also going to be expensive to make sure to sell all this. It's going to take troops. You know, it's going to take
private contractors.
You don't think we're going to have to station troops in there to guard the oil, to make sure that there's not going to be a rogue military group that fights back?
No, no. We only need, no, because we have the cooperation of the government. So we'll have private contractors. It, yeah, you're right. It's a delicate situation, and that's the question is, you know, how do you keep this up for a long time? But for now, so far, so good. She's compliant with the United States.
And I understand you saying that this is in a battle between China. Don't you think it's also in a battle with Iran?
Less so. Significantly less so.
Okay. So what do you think that Netanyahu meeting with Hegseth and Rubio was about a week before? You don't think that he was trying to get them to pull the trigger? He was very excited. Netanyahu tweeted about how excited he was about this oil.
Well, he came to Mar-a-Lago in the last week of December to push for three things in particular. It's really one thing. He wants to escalate on every front in the Middle East. He wants a green light to call off the peace and go to war in Gaza again because they're not implementing the agreement. He wants to escalate in Lebanon because the Lebanese government in Beirut won't disarm them. He wants to go to war with Hezbollah. And he wants the United States to support or give the green light to bomb Iran's missiles. And Trump basically gave him that. Trump came out in the statement and said, if Iran rebuilds the nukes, bomb them. And if they try to rebuild the missiles, we'll seriously consider bombing them. Now, Venezuela doesn't really threaten Israel. They do partner with Iran to build, like, drones, and Iran gives them drones, and they build drones there. But Venezuela doesn't really threaten Israel. Venezuela threatens the United States.
They have connections. Netanyahu's been public that they have connections to Hezbollah.
They do, yeah.
So that doesn't that pose a threat?
No, because, you know, Israel's principally concerned with when they have these eight fronts or seven fronts tangibly that they're fighting on, it's all in the Middle East. They got to worry about, really, first and foremost, Iran. Russia supports Iran. China supports Iran. Venezuela's not like a major global player at all. So that's overstated by, like, Elliot Abrams said that in the New York Times with Ross Douthat. He goes, oh, yeah, like they're working with Hezbollah. That's vastly overstated. Netanyahu's happy about it because Venezuela's sympathetic to Palestine, but they're not like a big threat for Israel. They're really a concern for us in our struggle with China in the Caribbean, Central, and South America.
It also surprised me because you've been so critical of Trump's second term, and this is the first thing that now you're very excited about this. If we understand that he's been completely controlled by Israel this time around, then why is this one separate? Why is this issue now America first and not Israel first?
Because this is our hemisphere. You know, and I said it on my show, people go, oh, you sound different. Oh, you... I, for basically my entire career, have said we should fight the New Monroe Doctrine.
Yeah, since 2019. You said
and it's simple. If it's in the Western Hemisphere on this side of the map, I support it. If it's in the Eastern Hemisphere on this side of the map, I don't. And the difference is, the Western Hemisphere, we're protected by two oceans. So what happens inside this hemisphere affects us. Greenland affects us. Canada affects us. The Caribbean affects us. What happens in Asia and Europe does not affect us, because if China takes over there, they still got to cross an ocean to cause problems over here. And that means we have early warning. We see it coming. It's logistically complicated, probably unfeasible. And, you know, even the America First Committee by Charles Lindbergh and Henry Ford in World War II, they said the same thing. They said, stay out of World War II. They said the Nazis could win the war. It doesn't affect us. But they said hemispheric defense. They said the Monroe Doctrine and George Washington's farewell address, they said that's the foundation of success for America. So, and that's honestly, that's geopolitics 101. Like that field of knowledge or field of thought is founded by Spikeman and Mackinder. They came up with different ideas about how world politics works, and they both said the same thing. They said, we are unthreatened by anything outside of the Western Hemisphere.
So Trump right now, you're very happy about this. How much do you think he's prioritizing our country versus Israel?
It's not great.
How do you serve? Because you can't serve two masters.
Right.
So why is this specifically beneficial?
Well, I mean, why is this beneficial? We talked about it.
Yeah, but in the short term, yes. But do you think long term that... is this something to be happy about if we understand that long-term it's all going to benefit them?
No, this is not going to benefit them long-term.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because, so Trump put out a new national defense strategy. I believe it's every 4 years they put one out. So Trump put one out in 17, Biden put one out in 21, we put one out in 25, I think back in December. This one was written by Elbridge Colby, who I believe is one of the strategic advisors. And the new national defense strategy, it actually surprised a lot of people. Everyone was expecting pivot to Asia. Get out of Europe, get out of the Middle East, and prioritize our future fight with China and Taiwan. But it didn't say that. The new NDS said, this is a Latin American focus. We're all in on the Caribbean, Central, and South America, talking about hemispheric defense, legitimate sphere of influence. And people were surprised because they said, Everyone thought we're going to put all our guns over in the Pacific. They said, no, we're going to fight in this hemisphere. And, you know, at the end of the day, that is an America First foreign policy. Why could we not bomb Iran last week and support the protesters? Because we had a dozen ships in the Caribbean in our neck of the woods, and we only had six in the Middle East. So they said, if we bomb Iran and they retaliate, we won't have Aegis missile defense systems to detect all of the missiles. We won't have a floating aircraft carrier to bomb Iran with waves of airstrikes. So we have to postpone it so we can...
Right. It's better to prioritize this hemisphere.
Totally.
Okay. I see your point. But then going... last one, because I know you don't... Politics is jester. So if America's a Christian country and now, okay, hemisphere defense, modern doctrine, we can steal, we can kill as long as it benefits us. How do those two things coexist? How can you... You know, you want to prioritize Christianity, but also steal and kill and kidnap as long as it benefits us.
Well, I mean, look, I think that when it comes to the affairs of states, and it's true that Catholics are very against this way of thinking, I don't think they're correct about this. I think they're wrong about this, because I think that when it comes to governments, it is a different set of rules. And here's the difference. There is no overriding force in the world. So if you break international law, who do you go and tell? Like, there's no one that can enforce international law. There's no independent body. It's not like in a country where if I kill you or steal your shit, you go and call the cops. Your family calls the cops. They throw you in jail. And so what that means is that every state is responsible for their own security. And when it comes to large, complex societies, security is very expansive. Like, let's say, for example, that we get into a war with China and they don't trade with us anymore. Well, they make all our pharmaceuticals. So what happens now? We have no medicine. Can't make medicine. That's a big problem. So, like, if we can't have medicine, we're not safe. If this country has a problem with us, we don't have medicine. Point being is we have to secure supply chains, raw materials, resources, territory. We have to think about, you know, what are the other guys going to do? It's sort of like a prisoner's dilemma. So I think that a lot more is justified with that way of thinking. And you could take it a step further and say the Venezuelan regime is a criminal regime. This is a regime that runs on kidnapping, the drug trade.
Can you say the same about America?
No, I don't. I don't think the two are comparable.
What makes Venezuelan more criminal than...
They're much more corrupt. Much more.
The United States government isn't corrupt?
They are corrupt, but Venezuela is more corrupt.
How so?
Because that country doesn't even make anything. They sell a little bit of oil, and then a lot, and almost everybody in the government is in on actual kidnapping. And you could talk to anybody from Venezuela, even in like this city in Miami, and they will tell you, oh yeah, my brother got kidnapped 3 times. We had to pay a ransom. That doesn't really happen in America. Yeah,
kidnapping versus, you know, Epstein blackmail, there's both criminal. There's both corruption.
Yeah, but again, it comes down to third world level corruption where...
So petty crime versus grand crime.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, because, I mean, you could talk about a lot of the things that happen in America. You could say that's greasing palms. You could say it's untoward, or maybe it looks improper. In Venezuela, you get kidnapped by gangsters that the government allows to operate, and you got to pay them to, like, let you go.
And then Mexico's, we kidnapped the president. So we're doing
the same. Yeah, because he runs this criminal enterprise.
So you're fighting crime with crime.
Well, I mean, strictly speaking, you could call it an extradition. And say, we charged him for a crime. We're not kidnapping and saying, hey, pay to let him go because we're gangsters. We're kidnapping him really for the sake of, you know, the grand.
We also admitted that it was like the kidnapping, the whole indictment was bullshit. Like the cocaine and machine guns, that was just written so that we could justify the regime change.
Yeah, that being said, I mean, it is technically true. Like, their government is involved in the cocaine trade. It is a criminal enterprise. I don't think that we should go and arrest every government that is corrupt. We do have to arrest every government on earth. But for people to say, oh, you're stealing their shit. First of all, I would say we have a right to, you know. But if you wanted to go further, I would say they're fucking criminals anyway. They're fucking gangsters. Fuck them. You know, and it's left-wing pieces
of shit.
They're Christian.
It's a Christian country.
It's a socialist country.
Which comes first?
For that regime, socialism.
And what about in America?
Well, America has a liberal regime. Theirs is socialist. Ours is liberal. But, I mean, you could say the people are Catholic in Venezuela, but the regime is socialist. It's not like they have a theocracy. It's not like they have a religious state. They have a socialist government run by criminals. So I say fuck them. I mean,
they're socialists, but he did ban porn. Didn't he ban gay marriage as well? He banned usury.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean,
economically, you're saying that it's like not Christian because of socialists, but value-wise, he was far more Christian than Trump.
But it's run by thieves, and the people are hungry.
Trump's a thief, too, based off of this.
Yeah, but the people aren't starving to death. The people don't have to eat rats. They don't have to pay to get their relatives freed from gangsters. Hmm. You know, and I just hate all the moralizing from... It feels like deja vu. You get socialists, atheists, left-wing pieces of fucking shit, and they're like, oh, well, you're Christian. How can you support this? It's like, you're not Christian. You're not Christian. You're some socialist. You're some peoples of the world unite, workers of the world unite. This is a government where the people have to eat fucking rats because everybody is in on the grift. They can't even make their oil because they're stealing all the money. And people are being kidnapped off the streets. Since when do you care about morality? So I say fuck them. You know, we have to have some moral conviction and say, I'm not going to be told what's right by some left-wing socialist piece of garbage. Because that's really what that is. And this idea of sovereignty. Oh, like, they got this country together. Now they own the trillion barrels of oil. Says who? They can't defend it. And if they had more power, they'd be doing the same thing to us.
It just sounds, we can move on from this, but it just sounds inconsistent to be like, okay, we need to invade because it's they're morally corrupt and they're criminals, but then you fight it by committing a crime, by doing the same thing that you're accusing them of.
I'm saying it would be one thing if they were like some wholesome chungus little country and they were all Christian nationalists and they were all like meekly praying and the evil empire was just trying, you know, if it was like the Dalai Lama and like Tibet, that would be one thing. But it's like, adding insult to injury, not only are they in our way, not only are they giving us the finger, daring us to kidnap them.
By dancing.
Yeah, but they suck too. But they're like, the country's totally mismanaged. They can't feed their people. They are criminals and gangsters and they're in the drug trade. So it's like, now you want to make a moral argument? Okay, well, you want to go there. You're a tin pot little socialist dictator.
But we've been saying the same things about the current American government right now, that these people have been blackmailed by Epstein, that they're all socially, they're all involved with Israel. We've been criticizing everybody in the government right now for not being morally consistent. So then what gives us the moral high ground to say we're better than Venezuelans?
Again, I'm saying that you're kind of missing my point. I'm saying that when it comes to the morality of a state, there's only one law, which is secure your interests.
Might is right.
And that's what... Well, no, it's not that might is right. It's that America first. If you have power, you have to use it for your own people. It doesn't make it right because we have guns. We have to use the guns that we have to secure our own interests. And I'm saying that when people use the moral argument, that's the hypocrisy.
But aren't you using a moral argument by saying that they're criminals and that they're pieces of shit?
No, I'm saying it's... By saying that, I'm saying it's hypocritical. When you say, oh, you can't kidnap people and steal their oil, I'm like, well, that's rich. It's a country that's run on theft. It's a country that's run on thieves. So I'm throwing it in the other direction. These people like Jackson Hinkle say, oh, you know, this is Western imperialism. Oh, you're Christian and you want to steal oil. It's like, you're a fucking communist. Your government runs on theft. The whole regime is full of criminals.
I don't know if invading Venezuela was for U.S. or Israel, but I'm glad I can see where the U.S. stands instead of feeding this herd morality BS.
I did not know what to suggest was so on. Yeah, we can move on. Klav is like, okay, this is Jester.
It's a little Jester.
Thanks for the 100. Sneaker just sent 250. Hope you get dinner for Klav. Okay, thanks. Sneaker, here's another 50. Okay, there you go. Appreciate you guys.
That'd be super
and dildo fun. I'm impressed with Nick going against the doctrine of Catholic Church. Okay. All right, so are we all planned out?
I'm still waiting on Myron to...
He just texted me. I would locked in.
Check it out. What's he said?
He said, fuck, how long will you be on the yacht, IDK?
Like 3 hours, probably. Something like that. It's usually how long it goes.
Yeah, the yachts take forever. Have you been on the yacht before?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Really? Here?
No. No, up in Tampa.
It's not bad. You usually just have a motor loaded up with chicks or whatever.
it'll go decent. But last time they also, not only did they bring the chopped hose, they also lied about the footage of the boat. You know, I was looking for, to get a 100-foot boat. The thing was like 60, you know, so it's just a shitty old like tugboat and wasn't the vibe, you know. So we'll see what happens tonight. But Kiki on the River, you ever been there, Sneeko?
I've never been there, and I should have been there because I lived in Miami for a while.
I think we could check that out too.
Potentially. Okay, people are telling me this. I don't really want to watch the video, but maybe we can address it. I think, Nick, you remember this guy, right?
Oh, yeah,
should we even give this attention? Or?
Yeah, we could watch it.
Nah, it's a 33-long-minute video of him. Nah. But, I don't know, I texted him because I've always been good to him, like, even when he took a break from YouTube. You know, I'd call and check up.
What is the summary said, of the thesis?
Basically, he's like, I think he left Christianity, and now he's a pro-black. He's like he's very, you know, Wakanda forever. And he's saying, now I'm a pick-me, saying that I'm sucking up to white supremacists. I think that's his point of view.
Bro.
Which is not true, if you watch it. I definitely stand on what I stand on, but... There you go, man. This another one of just another one.
Yeah, I don't know. There's been a lot of shit talk like that recently going around, so there's no point.
We're getting farmed. Yeah, we're getting farmed.
Yeah, you might as well. It's too easy, man. If you just play things correctly with the double down, just
yeah. I texted him. I'm like, really, bro? Like, we were always cool.
Yeah,
we were always cool. I had nothing. Never said a bad word about him.
So he's a backstabber.
Looks like it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think we should plan on maybe just doing Kiki on the River if the yacht doesn't work out. So I think that could be probably a better spot anyway. That way we're not, like, too committed to it. Because that's the thing that also gets me, like, a
little bit. Because you have to stay on the yacht until it docks.
And there's no way to bail, you know? Like, there's no fucking escape button.
You could swim.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it. So no, I'd rather do an on-land location for sure.
You okay going to the club two nights in a row?
It's not really a club. It's more of like an outdoor bar.
It's like a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, as long as we got security, sure.
Yeah, we do.
We got Joe here.
And we could, yeah, we could get a Derek maybe as well. If we decide to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. If we decide to do that. Well, we'll make sure. I don't know what time shit gets busy. Because if it's like one of those fucking... places that doesn't start until 1?
No, not Kiki.
When do they start to get busy? Around 11 or something?
Yeah, 12. Because that's that's a pregame spot. People go to the...
Clav, what you think about Ed breaking his legs? I would ask you, Sneeko, but I know the answer from the last time you met him.
I don't know why he did that jump, to be quite honest. He jumped off his 20-foot sprinter, man. I mean, what the fuck?
What the hell?
Did you see the clip?
Why'd he do that?
Right back it.
Should we see that or no?
Yeah, we can check that out. Yeah, he called me in the hospital the other day.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, man.
Is he good?
Nah, his leg is fucked. Broken, like, it's hard to watch, but it's pretty bad.
Love Sosa. They played this in the club last night. I was right at Nick. I'm like, that's the Shy Town, the Shy Rack. Oh, fuck, dude. What the fuck? This guy's still vibing to the music, like, while he's on the floor. He's like, the bitch is low. He's writhing. He's
right in there.
Yeah, I think you could tell. I think you could tell right away.
What did he break?
His leg?
Yeah.
That sounds bad, bro. Yeah, get well soon.
Damn.
Shout out to Ed Matthews, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but what was he even rapping? I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know why he...
IRL streams just get progressively...
You gotta be careful, Cloud, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't do anything too crazy on the IRLs. Kiki... Yeah, I don't know if we're able to go in there after.
Yeah, we gotta be careful.
Yeah, you think we're banned from Miami? What do you mean? Nah, we're fine. Actually, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I don't know how... Like, do we really want to do a club, like, twice in a row?
I don't think I'd rather switch it up, to be honest. I'm down for whatever. I want to make sure I utilize these suits.
Well, same. We might have to do a club because I don't know.
Could do a restaurant too.
I'd be down to go eat right now, and then we could figure it out from there. I think that's probably the best idea.
You hungry, Nick?
Yeah, I'm starving.
Okay, good. What are you thinking? You guys like Gecko?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, maybe call, make a res, or do you want me to?
We don't need a reservation.
Okay.
I don't think. It's not that busy for a Sunday.
We'll see. Where is Tate? I don't know. I'm not in contact with him.
Burger King?
Nope.
Yeah.
We forgot to do the mukbang. That was the content idea.
Oh, well.
We were going to get burgers from every single fast food spot and have you Jester Max and try all of them.
Well, that's always a good idea we could come back to. So.
Not with that suit. It just doesn't match.
Nah, yeah. We're a little late on that anyway. Plus, I already had my Whoppers today, so I'm all set with in that regard. Should I go with this white shirt or the blue one? I really don't know. I think the white is probably better. I'll go with the white shirt. Fuck it. Yeah, we could get down to this restaurant.
You want to go right now?
Yep.
All right.
Let's do it.
And then, so are we not doing the yacht? What's the...
I just haven't heard back, you know?
From the girls or from the yacht guy?
From the yacht guy. Because I'd rather... I just texted Myra and I was like, it'd be fresh and set it up. Because I don't want to have to like go through and coordinate with girls like while we're on live. That's like such a...
It's a lot of work, yeah. Right.
You know, setting up your own yacht and inviting all the girls is... Yet.
Yeah, you got your guys. They can't help you set this stuff up.
No, they're already doing other people, and with like 2 hours notice, it's kind of not really something.
Yeah, I'm down to get food.
Yeah, let's go get something to eat. I'm really hungry.
All right, cool. Sick. Let's wait. See, he's coming out the bedroom.
That'd be so sweet.
All right, guys, we're about to switch.
You have a shotgun?
To IRL.
Yeah, you do have a shotgun, Mike. Okay, so we're good.
What else should I? What else is there to react to before we leave?
I don't think there's anything.
Oh, your favorite. What was it? She said something about, was that true? She said that something about time travel?
She said that Charlie Kirk is a time traveler.
No, she didn't.
She did?
Nah.
Dude, it is so crazy now. It got so much crazier in the past week. I didn't believe it. I see a clip from her show on Monday. She says, you know, her and Charlie Kirk have this text exchange where she says, I feel like an alien. And he goes, and I'm a time traveler. Now, he's obviously saying that to sound like,
maybe,
I don't know,
quirky.
But she goes on her show, she's like, well, why would he tell me he's a time traveler if he literally isn't one? So she starts making the case that he can see the future because of ancient technology, and that's how he knew he was going to die. Then she takes it further and says he was in a gifted program in school because the military is looking for psychic children. He was a psychic kid who was groomed by the military from the time he was a kid because he could see the future. That's why he had to go.
I think that's taken out of context.
No, dude. No.
He said, as I showed you in earlier messages, that he was a time traveler and he had to find me. Is that just something people are saying to their homies in text messages? It is an absolute fact.
That's AI.
That's real,
that's
Cap.
Bro. Cap. She goes, not my goal.
Is that something you would just say to your homies?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, idiot.
Nah, she's trolling, guys.
Charlie Kirk, he was a time traveler.
Who's that?
Candace Owens.
What the fuck?
There's no way.
He said, as I showed you.
No, there's no.
Messages.
Hold on. She's got to be joking, chat.
Yeah, that's even.
I don't. There's no
time traveler.
She doesn't actually think that he's.
That's her new thing.
Nah.
There's no way.
She believes in psychic children and time travel.
We're
and
on full screen, by the way.
Remote viewing.
Oh, they didn't see that? No, I did just shut them. Did I not?
I don't know if you were on full screen the whole time.
Do you guys
and
see?
He had to find me. Is that just something people are saying to their homies in text messages? It is an absolute fact. He's a time traveler.
Okay, you get the point. But there's no way. There's no way. And I like Candace a lot. I don't think she would. But that one... Come on, bro.
She said that when Charlie Kirk runs, that the streetlights flicker when he passes by because he has psychic abilities. And I swear to you, I reacted to that on my show, and her, like, idiot simps were in my replies saying, no, that happens to me too. That's super real. It's like these people are fucking totally insane.
Lunatics, man.
Yeah.
Yo.
Delete that.
with the boy.
Not bass. The club's going to love it. Look.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck.
Hell yeah.
No, no.
Epstein's the man.
Nope.
If you weren't invited, I'd just say that.
I'm not going. That's what the fucking Israeli said to me in the debate. Oh, you would go. You would go. Like, no, I wouldn't.
Come on. That, you would totally,
no one knew at the time.
I would not go.
You totally would.
If I might get to take a gambling deal, then I wouldn't do that. You know, I'm not going to.
You're acting like with hindsight, you know, so it doesn't even make sense. Like if someone said right now, yo, private island, let's go IRL stream. We're going, dude. We're not.
Oh, yeah. IRL stream. Sure. Yeah.
If I'm streaming it.
But I'm not going to go fly to like some billionaire Israeli guy's island that I barely know at a party who's connected with everybody and not think it's strange.
Well, I would only do that for the reasoning that I have a stream obligation, not because it's a bad idea.
Well, and then I go there, I stream, I see it's weird, and then I dip, you know, and then I have the fucking footage to show that I'm not part of it, right?
You would totally go, bro.
I'm not going.
That's, that,
I'm
you're
not,
like the guy that's like, if I were in Nazi Germany, I wouldn't support Hitler. If I were live during slavery, I wouldn't support
it. Those are different scenarios.
It's totally the same. Because it's like Clap says, it's about hindsight. It's like, now that there's all this moral outrage, we know the extent of the depravity, now people go, oh...
Well, what about, like, people that fight for the IDF, right? I think that people, like, Israelis, like, okay, there's mandatory conscription. Like, you have to go fight. You're supposed to do the right thing and not sign up.
Should what does it? That have to do with?
It's the same thing. You're saying, like, if you were Nazi Germany, you wouldn't support Hitler. Like, if you're in Israel right now and they tell you to go fight for the IDF, you're supposed to stand down. Like Muhammad Ali during the Vietnam War. They're telling you have to go fight. He said, no, I'm going to take
a
hit.
A conscientious observer. Yeah, I mean, but the difference
Muhammad
is...
Muhammad Ali, the GOAT.
Jews believe that they're doing the right thing. You know, they believe they're going to go and kill a subhuman Goyim. they're enthusiastically like, we have to do our duty to kill more Goyim today. We have to kill more Amalekites.
Right, so they, I guess they do have some moral justice. What's the moral backing behind going to Epstein Island?
That when Israel is destroyed, they're going to look back on it and say, man, if I were alive during those days, I would have killed as many Goyim as possible. They would have said.
You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Let's go. We ready to switch?
I gotta get that camera.
All right, give us a second.
Switch to the Logitech for now?
Yeah, I'm going to. Wait, hold on. Is the chat frozen? Or is it moving too fast? This tweet from, yeah, just this cloud chasing, bro. It's like, you gotta stop giving that guy attention.
Who?
Yes, who? Was doing a cloud chasing tweet. Take a wild guess.
It's just too many names.
All right. Nick knows.
Doesn't even matter. Mm. All right. Well, I'm excited to grab a quick dinner, and we could, what we spent to Mona.
Sneego and Nick, you're both more tender-hearted than you let on. Just remember that's your strength.
Mm. So true.
He's a whimsical guy.
Hmm. That's true.
I don't know if I like this blue as much as yesterday's.
Why don't you try the blue shirt? The new shirt that you got.
Oh, boy, I like that suit.
Dude, it's going to wrinkle like that.
Oh, well.
You want to hang it up?
Yeah.
There's a closet in that spare room.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Just remember you have it there. Is that really true about Candace? I think she's...
Dude, she believes in time travel. It's insane.
Nah. It's probably taken out of context.
Yeah, Candace Owens is... I'm surprised she hasn't reached out to me.
Yeah, you gotta collab with her. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I probably could. I think if I asked... But I don't really care that much to do it. I don't even know how relevant that one would even be, you know?
Oh, she's pretty huge.
Yeah.
Especially with the moms, the women.
The moms.
But she would try to gaslight you like she did with me because she hates men.
Really?
She's a typical woman that hates all men.
No, she wants to make men sandwiches.
Yeah, that like all trad girls, she says... I want to make him a sandwich. And then you go, hey, hun, could you make me a sandwich? She goes, what the fuck? I have to do my podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit. And you ain't got a car.
She said that?
Yeah. She said men ain't shit.
Holy
no,
and
she
then
didn't.
She ate Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I was like, you fucking...
Yeah. don't know where... What war was about to come next, chat? I love when you, but now I don't love that. But when you call her like your ghetto, like you call her,
call her, you call a ghetto her a thug, idiot.
Like it's just hard R with the suppressor.
I think she had a gun, honestly. I was about to call the cops. I was actually getting nervous.
She's a nice woman.
Wait, when?
When I was at her ghetto ass house.
Just not a ghetto.
When I was at her trap house with all her baby
it's
daddies.
It's not a trap house. There's no way she's in a trap house, bro.
I was seriously had my finger on my iPhone, SOS. Mom, come pick me up.
Oh, hold on. I want to see this. CZ, you almost ready?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this is funny. Saying Muslim TikTok's making edits. That's the language Jesus spoke Aramaic. Jesus said, Shalom Aleichem. You're rolling your eyes. He wasn't from Jersey.
Are we doing this?
Nice. More of this.
That's totally. I don't know how you could believe that's like the religion.
That the Jesus spoke a language that was almost identical to what you just heard.
When I hear Muslims and they start doing the sing-song type stuff, they're like, it's like, how do you believe that's the language of God? You're like, this is it?
You believe a Jew created the universe?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And he knew us before he formed us.
Okay. And he did speak a language. He did speak that weird language.
God is
about.
Our father. He's not our slave driver that sings fuck? In Arabic. Fuck yeah. Love that. That's so clean.
What?
That's so fucking tough.
Not showing the stream.
Dude, clav.
Very cool.
That's goated.
You can't even show that on YouTube?
That's the future.
Probably better not to,
has
right?
To be. Yeah.
I'm
only people that didn't fold, so.
I'm walking a thin line on YouTube right now. We were, you know, glad. Actually, we made the right call not streaming on YouTube yesterday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would have been.
That was the right call.
I can't believe you were, like, actually considering doing YouTube. That was the dumbest thing ever.
This is what Steiny said. Go rate Vendome a zero and shit. It's on social media sending someone 1K Zelle. Oy vey, Steiny, my friend, bro. I thought we were pals, man.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I thought we were pals, bro. Gonna give him a hard time, and he deleted it.
Yeah, he deleted after I reacted. So.
Oh, really? What did you say?
I was just like, really, bro? I'll stay.
Look at this one.
I didn't really go into it too much.
Steezy, we ready to switch?
Yeah,
okay, let's switch now.
Yeah.
Which ingest is it? Second?
Main.
I don't see it.
All the way at the top. It doesn't say main, just ingest.
Okay. Switching.
Alright.
Good to
know. Let's see.
It's just that thing here.
Do you want to mute it for a sec?
One sec.
You want to do mics? You want
to do
shotguns?
Yeah.
Bring the mics,
though.
You have
one? Yeah, I have one.
Hey. The promoter texted me. He's like, oh, I already got 3 yachts full, so I don't really have any girls left. I'm like, people want to do this shit? God damn, bro.
You got to be wearing a coat.
I had to go on a yacht. Fuck that.
Coat on the yacht.
Turn the light on.
And it's like, where do you even go at this point? Because we're in Miami, you know what I mean? So, it's nowhere warmer.
Yeah, right.
Caribbean or whatever?
Mexico.
Yeah, I can't wait for spring break. Spring break at one of those college resorts or whatever.
We're too young to do that. You know?
Yeah.
You still got a couple of years.
We're too young for the club, bro, remember?
All right.
Yeah,
well,
you guys.
Tate's 40 almost. Myron's 30.
35.
And I felt better after hanging with you. It's just, like, good to be with some real unks.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real.
I mean.
He's brutal with that, bro. He just.
Whoa.
With the age, Bill? How gay is that? How gay? Oh my god, the guy from TikTok. Fuck, this is my reputation.
Chad, it's legal. You can open carry in Florida. I don't have to conceal it. I can just let the wind blow. It's down here, right?
Yeah, no, it's one more up and to the right. It's kind of down the side. Oh, nice. We should have walked the other way, but you wanted to Aura Farm.
Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude. Okay. There's about 1 million retards. So I guarantee someone's going to try to street interview Max.
No, I love that Nick Fuentes walks the streets, you know? He's
yeah,
a real
well,
human
I'm
being.
Glad you like that. One of us is liking that.
What, you don't like it?
No.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Well, I mean, yeah.
No, you said that last time in New York.
Yeah.
You were going out and
about. But I was undercover in New York.
Yeah. Now we have a giant light in Western. Yeah.
Now we're very conspicuous.
We'll be.
It's fun. This dinner spot's good. We'll go inside and we'll be all right. I think it's right around the corner.
Oh, look, the game. The big game's on.
Which game? Right.
Still tied. 10-10. Bear down.
All right, is that a meme or are you guys actually watching the
We're
playoffs?
Huge Bears
fans. I love football. NFL is my thing.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Chicago Bears fan.
I fucking hate football.
Do you what? You hate football?
Yeah, no. I like football. Third world football.
You like soccer?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I met you at the pool party like 2 days ago.
What's up, man? Good to see you guys.
How's it going? Wait, can I get a picture with you guys? Possibly?
What's up?
A lot of boy slop.
Oh yeah, a lot of boy slop. Sorry. No picture.
Yeah. Nice to meet you guys.
What's going on?
Hey, yeah,
Nick. I quick picture.
Yeah. Love the necklace.
Come on now.
Nah, I'm teasing you.
That's hilarious. Have a good one.
See ya.
All right, turn the light off, Susie. That's enough.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, real quick.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it.
W. Groper. Thanks, man. I appreciate
Wait,
it.
Hey, appreciate
God
it.
Bless. Thank you.
Have a good one. See ya.
Genuinely, how do you live here?
Yeah, for real.
This is the worst.
Low-curcumenly.
Well, I mean, like, when you're in Miami. I guess if you Putty Max, it's probably not that bad, right?
I mean, dude, we have three really flashy suits on with a big cameraman and a light.
Dude, we always get this. We just started wearing suits.
Right now, if you're Putty Max, where is it?
To the right.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? How's it going? This is Bad Bunny and Drake's spot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Nick's like, I don't even know who that is.
I know Bad Bunny.
Some Latin garbage. You know?
I don't know his music.
Well, you do stay pretty tapped in with like a lot of pop stuff, you know?
Yeah, I'm like a little hip.
Zoomer trends too. I don't know how. I don't know how you're so with the Zoomer trends. Like, just
I am a Zoomer.
doing?
That's crazy.
Are you actually not, you're actually a Zoomer?
Yeah, yes, 98.
Both our club.
Yeah, that's just like...
We thought we were boomers?
I'll try not to take that as a shot.
Hey, hey, wait, guys.
Stop. Oh.
I'm not in the photo.
You're not?
No. Still alive. That's good.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Like, what content that I make do you guys actually like? To the point where you're like, oh my god, let's do a photo. Ridiculous.
Oh, girls always do the high angle selfies. I didn't even get in it. It was just like.
Yeah,
sure.
I'll
miss you in Vegas. Right?
Yo. Now look at the stream real quick.
Yo.
All right, that's it.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Just take it from.
Take it from the street.
Screenshot from the
street. Big question, George. Hey, what's going on? Thank you.
What's up?
Nice to meet you, bro.
Oh my god. Overwhelming. Not even a...
It's all love though, man. Like, look, the internet has a different perception. Look at how people receive Nick on the streets. Can Ben Shapiro do the same?
I can walk the streets with minimal security.
Well,
good thing we have tons of security with us.
Yeah, for real.
America first, Nick.
Let's go.
Let's go, bro.
Appreciate it.
Look at the difference.
All right, I appreciate it.
See, although we walk... We're gonna, the horror farm has long-term effects. It's all why in it. Now it's dope to see the people.
Content G.
Alright.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah, no, no, you got it.
Absolutely. He's not gonna believe this shit.
Fucking love with you, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Take it easy.
Yeah.
You
guys are
stream?
Yeah, we're good.
Nice.
Yeah, I come here a decent amount, so he said we could sit at the bar for a little bit, and then if a table opens up, he'll transfer us.
Cool.
So that'll be chill.
So maybe we should have made a res.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't have made a difference because we just came like immediately anyway, so it doesn't really matter. We'll see. But yeah, nice dinners is something that I almost never do. It's such a waste of time. In my opinion. I mean, at least it's on stream, so it's fine. Like, I don't know. I used to come here with girls, like, back a couple months ago, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
I like a nice restaurant.
Yeah. We talked about this, but just how much of a waste it is.
Out here, watch out.
No, girl, you're fine.
I think I genuinely DoorDash every single meal.
Pretty much.
You know, fast food every...
Yeah, closer to the door.
Out of the way here.
Yeah, I would say closer to the door.
Well, what do you guys like diet-wise? Are you the same way?
Dude, you should not have your back to the sidebar. I'm saying like...
Oh, I see.
Diet-wise, I eat clean, but I like a lot of steak.
Well, what does that even mean, eating clean?
I don't eat junk food, like fast food like that. I try not to.
Do you eat at restaurants though, or do you cook?
I just order DoorDash. But you can order from right in New York. There's so many good restaurants.
That are clean food?
Yeah, I try not to. Seed oil stuff I could be better on.
So what do you get, like corporate slop bowls?
No, yeah. No, I get a lot of steak. I have a lot
seed
of ginger
oils.
Shots.
What so ridiculous.
But it's all cope?
Yeah, I mean.
There's some truth to that.
Yeah, the seed oil thing. Hey, how's it going? Okay.
That body language is fucking good.
No.
Last night.
When you guys said we didn't pay attention, I didn't have a chance to see you, so just let it go, but we spoke with the corporate, and unfortunately, we can't allow professional filming inside.
We're not allowed to record anymore, I guess.
You're more than welcome to join us.
If we, instead of professional filming, can we put just film on a phone? That's not professional, we could like dial back. Is that okay if we use a phone?
I got
you.
You
just can't set up a stand or anything. You can like... On a phone? Yeah, you down to do that?
Did I get you or what?
Yeah.
that startled me.
Yeah, understandable. Well, I want to see. What do you think, Clive? Switch to the phone or go to somewhere else?
Let's switch phone.
Thanks a lot. I put it on to come here. You know, I don't want to. Appreciate it.
Let's just the phone then. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, we'll switch over to the phone. What's that? You might have moved it inside.
We have a policy of firearms.
Believe me, I'm sorry, we
gotta carry
it.
It's our order.
All right.
Oh my god. Thank you
guys. What about Kiki?
Well, we'd have to drive to that. Is there anything?
I have my car.
To what? To eat there? It's not really like. Yeah, I guess we could do that. Yeah.
Do you want to?
Not really.
Seem unsure. What do you want to do?
I'd rather eat somewhere here. Just something. Is there something like walkable? Like,
yeah, there's a lot of this fucking thing, man.
Yeah, like anything.
There's a good restaurant in this up here, right?
In this hotel?
No,
this is about somewhere we can film.
I'm not mad. Yeah, let's do that by the mall. We didn't train nice.
Yeah, there's a good restaurant by the mall that we've had before. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Give it a shot.
Downtown mugs to death.
It's all men, young men.
Well, yeah, obviously, but like
probably 16 to 25.
Okay, so yes, we're probably all the same then, right?
I think yours skews younger and probably more female.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of girl super chat clips I see. To be fair, so
that is true. Lately.
Do you think most of them are LARPers or what?
A good deal of them are real. Surprisingly, some of them are LARPers.
What kind of food even
right
is this?
Here. Right here.
What even is this shit?
It's a regular restaurant. They got good mac and cheese, steak, burgers. It's a standard restaurant.
Burgers, okay.
Standard restaurant.
I don't know what's it called. It's
food restaurant.
It's a food restaurant.
They got food
purveyor of meals.
I was going to say,
what would you
man?
Call it?
American. I like to go American. Well, but they're actually kind of, they got like sushi here, right? They got a bunch of different stuff.
Disgusting. Seafood?
Can't well, they have that. Other stuff too.
Hey, what's going on? Well, what would you make?
I get a quick picture. Yeah, quickly.
Thanks, bro. Thank you. Thanks. We love what you do.
Thank you, man.
Inspiration, man. Truly.
Thank you.
Come on, man. Have a going, bro.
A no gun thing.
Yeah, it's like it's literally Florida. Thank you so much.
Put it a little down so we don't creep out the customers. Joe, can you sit at the last?
Menu real quick, fellas.
I think Joe.
Booze list? No, thank you.
Oh, is that?
Oh, wait, is there two pages?
No, yes, it's all.
Okay, here we go.
Well, what's up?
I didn't take that one.
Looks like a bunch of slop to me.
Some mac and cheese, and we hopefully got baby bell or something.
Let's see, they got a good dessert too.
I'm gonna see how many people are in here right now. 18,000 people watching us. God damn, that's fucking ridiculous.
Turn the ice on.
W restaurant. Yeah, it's not bad. Posen restaurant. Yeah? Okay, yeah, go for it. Thank you so much.
I'm not sure exactly. They didn't tell me. I have no idea.
Probably a playing thing then.
It was doing really well for a while.
Well, at least you got YouTube back. Isn't Snapchat like an insane amount of money?
I was at the peak, it was like 10K a month just for posting pictures. 2023.
Wait, you must not have been posting much.
You're making a lot of Snap?
Dude, I don't make anything on Snap, but I've seen like other creators like telling me about it. It's usually like around like 5K a day.
5K a day?
Yeah, something like
that. Oh, wow. I never had that.
That's why like a lot of the big gym influencers quit like doing content. They just post on Snapchat.
You know, like David Dobrik, he stopped just a Snap now.
Yeah. Crazy. What is he?
Hi, welcome to the Henry.
How are you doing?
How's everyone doing today?
Good, how are you?
Thanks for asking. I would like to let you know here we have a cocktail menu. I would definitely recommend you the Cafecito Martini and the smoked pineapple margarita. All very good. And then also on this side of the menu, we have our reserve wines by the bottle.
How's the audio chat?
No thanks, brother.
And have you done with us before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes? Right, for those who haven't done with us before, I would definitely recommend you for appetizers, the spicy tuna and crispy rice, the jambalaya cupcake, and the truffle risotto. All really good.
Okay.
Cool. Right. Did I start with some water?
You mind if I have a Diet Coke?
Diet Coke.
Can I have two, actually?
Two Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Can I get a Diet Coke also?
And I'll get a ginger ale.
Yeah, I don't like to wait for the refill. So I just get
yeah. And a sparkling water as well. And a sparkling water.
Sparkling water. A little life hack for you boys.
What was that Trump tweet? You said only fat people drink Diet Coke?
Excuse me. We have the large bottles of San Pellegrino.
Okay? Yeah. San Pellegrino? What is that?
Sparkling water.
That's crazy.
Get the Foids?
I'm not ordering Baby Bell.
They don't sell that here?
Stupid show. No, weird, because it's a nice gift, man.
Are you able to say it?
That was for, well, yeah, for Ye, for Kanye.
Oh, okay. So. Oh, gotcha.
What's the bit rate?
How's he doing? Have you guys kept in contact, or?
He's good.
Yeah.
Good? Okay, cool. Surprised he didn't, I wonder if he saw actually our event yesterday. The clip. He definitely did, right?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Is he in a Newark? I don't keep up with the...
Well, he's like, not talking about...
It was a good run.
Try to get the Wi-Fi here.
Very good.
Are
you sure? Oh, okay.
You prop it up, you leave it, and then you take the... Excuse me.
Change it on IRL run though, you might be able to on the web server. If I had a guess.
There's no way. With the backpacks,
I have no idea.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I hate people who take more than like 30 seconds with them.
I already knew what I wanted. Yeah. I'm ready to order when they first come.
It's
the mac and
That's what I was going to get.
I don't see it on the menu.
You're going to get mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you going to get?
A steak.
What?
You guys are 12-year-old maxing today.
Yeah, well,
we're... Says the guy who eats Burger King every day.
Oh, that's, absolutely.
That is not 12-year-old.
What are you getting, man?
I'm getting a steak.
That's a LARP.
It's 100% a LARP. Yeah. At least it's not like the biggest LARP is the carnivores. I hate that community than anything. There's no science behind any of the shit they do.
Yeah.
Well, I went into that more on our first stream, I think. I did like an hour long rant about carnivores, so.
I'm totally with that.
How long did we stream for that day? 3 hours or something?
A few hours, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Back in LA.
Yeah, everyone seemed to like that, so.
That was a good one.
Ashraf, thank you for the 100. I said it earlier.
How was your last appearance with Bradley?
Good.
You guys even went to the gym.
To take a picture. We didn't work out or anything.
Not at all?
No. I told him, like, I didn't bring any gym clothes. I'm good. I'm not benching today.
Well, the thing is, his gym is...
Snuggers are everywhere. Hey, I'm a really big fan. Can I buy all-around drinks?
Sorry. Can you get him out of here, bro?
Sorry.
He has recording glasses on. I think we should get up a little quicker for stuff like this, because that guy was 100% just too... No. Yeah, we gotta be...
He had recording glasses on?
Yeah. There was a big light on his glasses.
Dude, eagle eye.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard. It's like a giant glass.
I didn't even notice
over
that.
Here is probably better.
And I wouldn't have noticed that.
I hate the meta glasses people so much. I can't stand it.
That's crazy.
We got the Wi-Fi working? Perfect. Oh, what is that? Are we getting shoulder already?
What?
No, it's the cop.
Well, yeah, none to follow, so we're good. Let's pull my stream. L lag, yeah. It's going alright. The suits doesn't even feel like a LARP anymore. This feels like we're supposed to be wearing this shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I guess you do every day, right? What was the thought behind that when you started doing it? Just optics?
I do like a political talk show, so.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah. In that context.
I guess
so.
Can
you do it for a second?
Go back on. Alright, we're back on.
Alright. Yeah, they're spamming like crazy.
Yeah, if we just get the check, we need to go. Yeah, we need to go.
Yep. That guy was such a jester with the fucking glasses. Such a jester. It's funny because that clip, we're probably gonna look like dicks.
What?
From if that POV gets posted?
Nah, no. Because we're eating dinner and he came also as. Game Dudas, thanks for the 20.
And that really does suck though that you can't just like go places IRL, you know? This doesn't even have to be.
No, you can, you just gotta move
too much motion.
Yeah. And when Tate was in yesterday, he's spending like whatever he was on security every single month. It's like, fuck.
Thank you.
Even in Miami, you know, like a red state.
Big city, though.
Yeah, I guess so. Not, yeah, not worth the risk, I guess. I did this while out. I went out with no security while I was really fucked up on ketamine. Man, that was really stupid. I don't know what I was doing. We, like, could barely even walk, so. We had, like, people coming up and I was wearing the look at that.
So, I saw that, yeah.
That was probably one of the dumbest things ever.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Alright, let's go.
I
wanted this Diet Coke. That place sucked anyway.
It's a good restaurant.
It doesn't look good.
They got good dessert.
Not compared to over here.
It is. It's a little bit mid, but I like it.
Yeah. Thumbs up from a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
So we're doing something right.
Yeah.
Sucks that a couple of retards always try to ruin everything.
Love the content.
Thank you, man.
Oh, sorry.
Let's go, dude. The white guys love it.
Let's end on the end of the balcony.
Yeah.
Dude, you need to go to sleep, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we're going to call a stream. You know, yeah. Not going to force it. I didn't like the, you know, just play it safe. Play it safe out here. Appreciate you guys for watching. Nick, you got some big collabs coming up?
Yeah, Monday. Be on the lookout.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'll be live again. Clav will definitely be live again. You need some sleep. You've been doing 12, 13 hours every single day. It's a good Sunday to take the night off. No clubbing. Get some sleep. We'll see you guys. Appreciate you tuning in.
All right.
Peace. God bless.
All right.